Where, man of woe, where, wretched father, is thy boy? Thou callest his name in vain. He cannot answer thee. Loudly the father called upon his child. No voice replied. Trembling and anxiously, he searched their couch of straw. With headlong haste trod round his stinted limits, and low-bent groped darkling on the earth. No child was there. Again he called, again at farthest stretch of his accursed fetters, till the blood seemed bursting from his ears, and from his eyes fire flashed. He strained with arm extended far, and fingers widely spread, greedy to touch though but his idol's garment. Useless toil! Yet still renewed, still round and round he goes, and strains and snatches, and with dreadful cries calls on his boy. Mad frenzy fires him now. He plants against the wall his feet, his chain grasps, tugs with giant strength to force away the deep-driven staple, yells and shrieks with rage, and like a desert lion in the snare, raging to break his toils, to and fro bounds,